Welcome to the fire.
Welcome to the fire, boys. My name is Parker McDonald.
And I'm Walter Lee, and we'll be your hosts on this episode of the Southern Collective Hunting Podcast. If you're a new hunter trying to learn the basics,
or you're a veteran woodsman just trying to get through your workday, there's always a place at our campfire for you.
Speaking of the fire, we would love it if you guys would join our growing Patreon community and be a part of the best and only digital deer camp south of Mason-Dixon Line.
Come on. If you'd like to learn more, click on the link in the show notes. But for now, Walt,
welcome to the fire.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Southern Collective Hunting Podcast. We are an example of that name today because we are all here, all collected in this one little screen, all together. And we've already had a heck of a time tonight. It's late. We're probably a little bit delusional. But boys, we are. I'm going to be leaving in 1 week from tomorrow. Is when I leave.
Maybe.
Nope. Nope. You can hush. I'm leaving a week from tomorrow. If not, a week from today. Casey is going to be here. We're going to be hopping down to Florida for that opener. Walter, we're going to be in your home state, man. Are you fired up or what?
Yeah, I created a master list today of all the things I have to get done to both maintain my marriage and my job when I get back from this turkey hunt. It is very extensive, and that I thought maybe it was going to come down to like three things. So,
well, you can throw that list in the trash because it's the time of the year,
yeah,
when you need to just be finishing, Walt. It's not going to get done. You need to come to that understanding, but. Man, we got a packed episode, so we don't need to take too long on this intro. I got Mr. Joey Bell here, Matthew Reeves, and Brett Mashburn. We're spread all across the Southeast right now, and I think all of us are going to be in Florida next week, except for Matt Reeves.
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
Boo all you want. I tried, but y'all know how that goes. So we're gonna stay home here in Alabama and wait for that one.
Well, tell them the truth. You caved. She looked at you and said, she asked you not to go. You had the opportunity.
Yeah. She the whole time my wife thought I was gonna go because that's typically what I do. I'll just wait a few days before and I'll say, hey, I'm gonna leave on this trip.
Oh yeah, those days are over.
She looked at me and goes, please, please don't go to Florida. So I'm not going. But if y'all don't know, my wife, she'll be almost 9 months pregnant when this hunt takes place.
Old so many Reeves.
Yep. Being seven hours away isn't really ideal at this time. So we're gonna work with what we got and maybe have some good bold predictions come true for me during turkey season.
Screw that. No. No, we're not even giving you any bold predictions.
You're not getting any of my bold predictions, yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
And after the deer season you had on top of that, no, get done.
You're done, Matt. You're going to have to just let it cycle through.
Retired.
Yep. But you got a big season of life coming up, and it's going to change your life. For the better in a lot of ways, but, you know, when it comes to turkey hunting this season, it might be a little bit tough on you.
Yeah. I've calculated good news is,
there's a reason the years that we were trying wife. The year that we were trying to have kids, I slept on the couch June, July,
dang
and August.
Right.
He said, I tried, guys. I was like, no, you are a willing participant in that, old son.
Yep. The plan was for after turkey season, but, you know, some things happen.
Math is hard, man. Math is hard.
Yeah, it's that Bama math. That old Gadsden math. Just, it don't add to things. Sometimes things don't add up, Matt. You know what I mean? But
it's hard adding 10 points all the time. They get pretty tough. Yeah.
It's Anybody not catching that? That's a reference to the deer contest that Matt just basically whacked and stacked the entire freaking contest
until the end.
Wait a but wait. Well,
all it takes is two.
Until the end.
Hey man. Listen, you just got to do what you got to do. And humble Matt when you get the opportunity to do it. So
I will shoot the does next year.
Man, so for people who don't know, that is an excellent segue though into what we're doing today, which is we're going to be drawing teams or going through like this turkey contest that Joey has spent a ton of time doing. So I'm going to give a little bit of backstory on what this is, Joey, and then I'm going to ask you to kind of break down a little bit of what you have put together, you know, and explain how this contest works. But this is a contest within our Patreon group, right? We talk about our Patreon all the time. We call it the fire sometimes. It's our digital deer camp, and it's our guys that are, you know, we talk to them every single day through Marco Polo, through Discord. And we're doing this turkey contest that we just finished up our deer contest that we were just talking about, and it was a blast. And it's fun. Like, I don't know about you fellas, but I'm a very competitive person, but you do kind of reach an age where there's not a whole lot of things to compete in anymore. And so I don't get to compete in much, and doing something like this, even though it's competition in good fun, it like actually challenges me. Like sometimes like, man, I need to go get them points up, you know, like I need to rep the team well. But we did this in deer season, and we did it by age. So we had two teams. We had the old farts and the whippersnappers. The old farts did what they do best, and they complained and
the entire time
went straight to the top. We should have called them the Karens, because they went straight to the top. They sent in their complaints. They talked to the manager. And so now what we're doing is each of us are, we are all team captains. So fellas, if you've never been a team captain, this is your time. Walter, the short ginger, who's probably never been a team captain, this is your time, man. This is it.
Speak for yourself. I was wildly athletic in fifth grade.
I'm not a ginger. The short freckled ginger boy, you get to be the team captain this time.
Thanks, Dad.
No, but this is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be a blast.
Yeah.
And so, Joey, I want you to kind of explain how the turkey contest is a little bit different than the deer contest. And this is going to be fun for anybody who's not a part of our Patreon, too, by the way. Because while we do this, we're going to be doing some bold predictions about the turkey season. Walter, are you planning on just like sprinkling those through this little
what I figured shindig? We would do is Joey could talk about how it's a little bit different. Yep. Before, and I figured each individual could reveal their team, and when they do, they can give their bold predictions. That way it doesn't just get monotonous and it kind of changes it up as we go.
That works.
And before we go anywhere, I just want to give a shout out to a couple people who are like, we're really leaning into this contest this time. You know, the deer contest was just kind of like spur of the moment. God, that's a great pun actually for the turkey contest.
Nice.
Spur of the moment.
Yeah. Come on.
T-shirt.
Ooh, God, I'm going to edit that one out. Just like I did big beard energy when you told me to edit that one out.
Now you got to edit that out.
It's going to be 30 seconds of silence there, but God. Basically, we're leaning into this for the first time ever, and really, I think we're going to make this kind of the backbone of our seasons as we go. And so we reached out to Tethered. They're donating an M2. In fact, Parker, you've already got it, an M2 vest, which I think is a ridiculously cool prize. We got a Join or Die field mate coming, a Soko edition field mate coming for this giveaway. And then Daniel is going to be throwing in a just ridiculous amount of calls for mouth calls and everything, including Soko calls. And then we're going to throw in a couple Soko shirts as well. So a lot of stuff to be won here. And I just want to say thanks to everybody who volunteered, because this was not on their radar. But when we reached out to them and said, hey, this is what we're doing, they jumped on board.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's super cool. And talk about jumping on board. Like, I think we just reached out to Tethered
Yeah.
Like at the beginning of this week,
Monday.
About this thing, and I've got the M2 oh, wow. sitting on my doorstep today, and I was like, "Holy cow, this is like,
wow,
this is fast," you know. So,
yep.
Shout out to Josh Hilliard, doing a great job over at Tethered. But Joey, get into this contest a little bit. Were you done, Walt? Were you done thinking?
Yeah, no, go for it, Joey.
Good deal.
Yeah, so we decided this weeks ago. So we have done a little bit of planning on this. This turkey contest, and when it comes to like collecting data and all this other stuff, my wheels really start turning too. So I've also got a survey kind of to go along with this contest, but I'll go through the contest rules first. The contest runs from March 1st, so it's already started, until June 7th. So even if guys, you know, kill turkeys, they can still report them and submit them, you know, even before, you know, this episode comes out. You know, we still need to keep track of it, everything, because you need to submit turkeys regardless of what team you're on anyway. The point system is very simple. A mature Tom is 2 points, a Jake is 1 point, and we're not giving any points for bearded hens or anything like that.
Can we take away points for bearded hens?
I mean, -5 points.
You lose five points.
And you get... Never mind. I was going to say something really, really rude, but I don't need to say it.
Don't say it, Joey.
But I did type up, you know, turkey contest rules or whatever, and in those rules, it shows, you know, identifying characteristics for Jakes and Toms, just so everybody's clear. But you know, once you submit your picture, you should be able to tell, I mean, right away whether or not it's a Jake or a Tom, either by the fan or the wing patches or whatever. It should be really easy to tell. And the way we were drawing teams, Parker just mentioned it earlier, the five of us have a team. And the way that I set everything up is everything was randomized, even the order in which we would pick teams. So I put all of our names from Brett all the way down to Walt. I put us in alphabetical order, and I gave us all a number 1 through 5. And then I just randomly drew, you know, 1 through 5 in the Google random number draw thing. So our draw order, let me pull it up here. Our draw order was Walt, myself, Brett, Matt, and Parker. So that's the draw order. And so I took our entire list of participants, which I think was, I'm not even going to add them up, but I think we got 31 participants, not counting us. And so I assigned all of those guys a number. I didn't put those in alphabetical order or anything like that. I went back through Discord, our turkey contest channel, and confirmed everybody that wanted to participate. I checked the turkey hunting channel. I think I checked the general channel or whatever, combed back through Polo a little bit. But pretty much everybody was on Discord. And so I listed everybody by their Discord handles. So I apologize in advance.
I was literally just looking up names, trying to figure out who was who on this.
Yeah, and legit, I don't know who some of these people are. I mean, I know the vast majority of them, but a couple of them, I've got no clue. No clue what your real name is, so I apologize.
Yeah, no. That's the thing is, like,
here, we didn't give most of these people their names that you're going to hear. Like, a lot of these are just self-generated when they create Discord. They just pick this.
Like Piney Woods Polar Bear? No clue who you are. Sorry. But, I mean, I'll count you. I mean, I'm not going to, like,
we literally know you as Piney. I know you. I see Piney pop up all the time. Like, oh,
yes.
Does anybody know what Paco's real name is?
Yeah, it's Anthony.
Anthony. Oh. Yep, that's right.
Okay. Yeah. I just normally know Paco.
I know anyway. Several of them. But anyway, I went through there. I just a random order that I would see them on Discord, and I just put a number besides each of their names, and went to the Google, you know, randomizer or whatever. So, you know, Walt's first up. Hit the random number draw, pull that number out, add that name to Walt's list. Go down to my team, same thing. Brett, Matt, Parker, go back up to Walt and just keep repeating. And so Walt actually has one more contest or participant than everybody else, just because it was Corey McClure who added himself after I'd already set all these teams up.
Did you just add it to the weakest team? Is that what you did?
No, 100%. I added it to the next. I added it to the next one up. I wasn't going to say it, but you said it.
Yeah, that team needs some help. We'll give them an extra guy.
Yeah, I just added it to the next one up.
If they win, I promise you, I'm going to mention that. If they win,
absolutely.
I guarantee you, once we drop this episode, we're going to have more people jump on board with this. Yeah. Once they hear everything they can win, sure. they're going to jump on this. And yeah, I'm going to make another Discord post about it, and or not Discord, but Patreon post, so it's going to get a bigger email, and like it's going to be off the races.
Yeah. So, you know, whoever comes after Corey is going to be added to my team, and then I'll get that person, and then Brett's next up, Matt, and then Parker, and we'll just keep going down like the lineup, you know, in draw order. So we try to make
time to say that Shane Simpson just joined Patreon, huh?
Did he really?
Next? No.
I was about to say.
Joey's about to take that right onto the bank. He was going to be laughing his whole way.
Yeah, I was. No, actually, I was going to call Dave and tell him.
I'll pay for your membership.
Dave Owens 2018? Yeah. I don't know.
Walter, how do I give somebody a Patreon membership?
Why? Yeah, exactly.
No reason.
But anyway, yeah, that... we'll go through the teams here in a little bit, but I'll finish going through the rules right quick. You have to submit everything either through Discord. You can do it through Polo, I guess, because I got BZ on here, and for some reason BZ either has a hard time downloading Discord or whatever. But he's on Polo all the time, and he said he wanted to join, so I've got him on here, and so cool. he may be submitting his turkey via Polo. What did I miss? What y'all laughing about?
You're just like super. You're a super detailed human being, Joey. You're so detailed.
There's no question
as to how this is going to operate. Like, there's not going to be any question in the rules.
I'm going to cliff note this for everybody, and then you can just listen to this still afterwards. For all the belly aching we had, Joey went to no end to make sure this was as random and as fair as humanly possible. Because the old farts got dominated 2-1 in that deer contest, and we were not going to have that much belly aching again.
Yeah, and side note in regards to the deer data, let me tell you. Guess what percentage of total deer were killed by people less than 40 years old? Guess.
250.
85%.
250%.
Alabama math. No, it was legit 82%. 82% of the total deer killed from the Patreon deer contest were from people less than 40 years old.
Dang. 80% of killers kill all the deer.
Hey, yeah. The podcasts matter, man. Podcasts matter. The generation that grew up with podcasts and YouTube in front of their faces, whacking and stacking. That's all I'm going to say. All right, Joey, give us these rules, man.
But, so yeah, submit your turkey, you know, just tag me in Discord. Just make sure I see it. If you're listening to this, if you post it to Polo and I miss it, because sometimes I miss Polo by 2 or 3 days. Somebody make sure I get word. I get confirmation, just so I can log everything. But, I'll be checking Discord pretty often anyway. I'm on there a whole lot more. But just tag me, let everybody know, hey, this is the team I'm on. This was a Tom, this was a Jake. And that's pretty much it. You know, we keep it pretty simple. You know, there's no rules on how you kill the bird, just as long as it's legal. And I guess we're using the honor system there, because we're not going to know if it's legal or not, really. But we'll keep tabs on everything. And at the end of the contest, should there be a tie, which I highly doubt there's going to be a tie. I think it would be really tough to get a tie at the end of the season. But if there is a tie, we have another like side category called guided birds. And that's just birds that you call in for somebody else. Now, you can't double dip. So if, you know, Walt and I are turkey hunting and Walt shoots one and I call the bird in, Like, I can't take credit for that guided bird. Only he can take credit for that shot bird. So it needs to be like one or the other.
It can't be somebody who, it can't be with somebody else who is on the,
correct.
On the competition. Anybody else though, is that's considered a guided bird if you called it in.
Yep.
Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. And I mean, use your own discretion as far as what you consider a guided bird. Now, if you just roll up to somebody's property and sit there while they call in a bird and shoot it, I mean, I'm not going to investigate it, but don't be
but
don't do that.
We have our investigation team on standby if need be.
There's a warden in the polo group. He'll do it for us. We ain't got to do any investigating.
So yeah, just tag me in that too. You know, when you do submit your birds to Discord, and just let me know, hey, this is a guided bird. You know, I called it in for whoever, and I'll just put it by your name. And at the end of the contest, like I said, should there be a tie, then we will revert to, you know, the guided birds points per team. And so that will be our tiebreaker. Now, should there be a tie after that, I ain't got a clue.
Paper, scissors, shoot, best out of three. That's what I'm doing live on Polo. Oh, we lost Brett. Yep.
Lost Brett.
Brett dead. Forfeited. Damn it.
He looked at that lineup. He saw his team full of deer hunters and just said, "I'm out." But yeah, that's pretty much it. I do have in here the Reeves Revenge Clause is in the rules for the turkey contest. The birds must be submitted within 24 hours of harvest. So fair. We do have that. The Reeves Revenge Clause is kind of like
it's a daggum shame that you have to make those rules, huh?
It's a shame, but it's just like, you know, any other safety rules or safety laws. Thanks, you make them after the fact. You know, somebody lost their life, and now you got a law named after you.
Some people.
That's kind of what happened to me.
Yeah, it's Matt got killed in the contest. Now he's got a clause named after him.
Matt got killed in the contest. All right, so I got three follow-ups for you, Joey.
Okay.
I almost did this and went one. But number one, do they need to be in the picture?
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
4 in the morning.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew here at Duck Camp Dinners every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Birds up in the
sky. I would think, with the bird. Yeah, get in the picture.
Okay.
I mean, how hard is it? It's not that hard.
I'm with you. My second is, I just lost 2 and 3. They're gone. It's late at night.
Hang on a second.
So we've got team names, right? We've got to have some team names. I've got one. So.
I do not have them listed. That is up to the team.
With one right now because you're about to present it to the entire world.
So
to all 10 of the people who have stuck around till now.
Yeah, right. Do you guys want me to just go through the teams or?
No. What we're going to do is we'll start at the top. We're going to work our way through or start from the bottom. I don't really care. And then we'll run through the teams and then bold predictions for that person and move on through. That way kind of changes it up a little bit. And then maybe I'll remember my two other questions. Why don't we start at the bottom? Go ahead, Parker.
All right, so I'm just going to name off my whole team, right?
Yep.
Name off my whole team. All right. On the team called the Gatekeepers, we are going to be CB305, Piney Woods Polar Bear, BZ, Kyle Huffstutler, Adam Glass, and EB. That is nice. The Gatekeepers team.
Keep in mind, so these are all Discord handles. So if you would if you would like your name listed, you let me know. I don't know half y'all's name.
Well, we'll start a group chat. We'll start
a Joey, there's a channel in Discord called Introductions, and everybody's names are there.
Okay. There we go.
Boomer.
Thanks, old fart.
All right, Joey has all the stuff written down on a note card.
That's a lot of scrolling that you're going to have to do, Joey.
I mean, I think
there's also a search function, Matt.
Hey, yay. Give me a little bit of credit here.
So Walter, from here, do you want me to share my bold prediction that I have?
One for you and one for somebody else. There's Brett. He's back.
Brett's back.
Keep going, Parker.
Okay, so this Gatekeepers team, I mean, I'm looking at the team right now, and I see BZ's on there. BZ's already hunting turkeys. Mm-hmm. And last I saw on Polo, he was on turkeys. Like, he had found a spot that was loaded up in tracks. So I'm imagining it's just going to be a matter of time. Man, this is a strong team. I've got no doubts. I think we're going to kill a lot of turkeys. And so for me this year, my bold prediction that I have got, I just need to do one for myself. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. One for you and one for someone else. And period.
One of y'all.
I guess it'd be for your team, or you could be for one of us, I guess.
Cool. All right. So my bold prediction for myself, man, I hadn't even thought about that. That's a hard one to do because, you know, for me, I'm like the guy that gets butterflies in my stomach every year about this time. Like, I'm nervous. You know, I've had a couple of really good turkey seasons, and I'm one of the kind of people that's like, it's just a matter of time before I have a crap season. You know what I mean? Like, everybody has crap season. It happens. It's a part of life. And I feel like, oh, this is going to be it. So, and I do it more with turkeys than I do with deer too, for whatever reason. But if I had to say a bold prediction for myself this year, this is going to be bold, but I think I will kill a turkey in every state that I'm planning to hunt. I'm sure there could be other states like in between that I don't get to hunt as long or whatever, you know, like little minor hunts. But I think every trip that I've got right now, I think I'm going to kill a turkey on it.
How many states is that, Parker?
13.
No, it's not that many. It's not as much. So I've got this trip going to Florida, and I plan to stay in Florida basically for like almost 2 weeks if I have to. You know, my wife is coming to Florida, and her and the kids are doing spring break with my in-laws, and I'm already going to be in Florida whenever they get here. So if I want to, I can drive over to them and still hunt Florida while I'm over with them, or we can, you know, me and Joey, I think both are going to be there. So we have a lot of time to kill turkeys in Florida. I'm not too terribly concerned about it. But then hunting here at home, I couldn't even begin to give myself a bold prediction. It's so hard here to do that, to guess what it's going to be like. I imagine I'll kill a couple, but, you know, how that happens or where that happens, I don't know. But then I'm going on a trip. I'm going to go to Texas. Me and Dad are going to hunt together. And Oklahoma, again, it's going to be another fairly long trip that I'm going to be setting aside like 2 weeks to basically, I'm planning to go to Texas and Oklahoma, but, you know, those are both states that it could literally happen the first day. And I think, you know, I'm just kind of plan around that. I've got Missouri that's right there that I already have a license for. Tennessee is going to be open around then. So I've got a lot of options right there that I haven't thought about New Mexico, but for what I have planned, you know, the states that I know I'm going to go to, I think I will kill a turkey in them because I've just given myself time to do it.
How many turkeys can you kill in Texas?
Man, I don't know. I'd probably leave after I shot one and my dad shot one. I think you can kill four if I remember right. They give you actual tags. Like yeah. you get actual physical tags. And it's like, I mean, dude, it honestly could be two. I don't know. I think it's, yeah. I think it's like three or four or something. Like it's
depends on who you ask.
You know what? You know what it is? They give you an Eastern tag on there, and then they give you, I think they give you two Rios and an Eastern tag. I could
the
be
Eastern
super
tag,
wrong on this,
like as in for East Texas. you can only punch that Eastern tag in those Eastern quote unquote counties where
yeah,
they are.
I think yeah. I would imagine. Okay. Yeah, I would imagine that's the case. And East Texas, like where my dad lives, is pretty terrible turkey population. They don't have many, if any. I've never seen one out there.
A lot of those counties, the eastern counties, don't even have a season, I don't think.
No, his doesn't, I don't think. They've got some on a golf course, I think, maybe, around there. But it's, yeah, I think you can kill two. I'd probably kill one and then go up to Oklahoma or help my dad kill one or vice versa, go up to Oklahoma. Potentially Kansas, you know. Kansas is a good close drive from Oklahoma. Kansas, Missouri. A lot
Did
of
you
options
have to get drawn
there,
for Kansas?
Do you have to for turkeys?
I think yes. you do now.
Yes.
Really? Well, yep. then that's off the list. Cross
February
cross
9th is the deadline.
Is it the whole state you have to?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Private and public. It was a topic of conversation back in like early February, and yep. a lot of people just missed the deadline because they didn't realize that. It's almost a near 100% draw. I think it's like 99% draw, though, like if you put in, but you definitely have to put in. Okay. It's like 10 bucks.
I'd rather go to Missouri anyway, so I'll go to Missouri. You know, I've got a lot of stuff there, so you know, I've got a little bit of time, and I'm excited about it. You know, I love the travel turkey hunting aspect a little bit more than I do for deer. You have to take less stuff with you. You can be a little more flexible because of the time of the year. You know, like camping is definitely an option. Sometimes it's cold during deer season and you don't really want to sleep in a tent, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, it's beautiful camping weather. So it's just a really cool time to travel. And when you go out west, you get to see out west in a very pretty time of year. So I always look forward to that. My bold prediction for someone else. I think, I've got a bunch.
You can just go ahead and pick me. It's okay.
No, I've got a bunch and literally none of them for you, Matt.
Good.
Hold on. Let me drop a marker on that one.
I'm going to do a prediction for Joey Bell. It was a bold prediction for Joey Bell. I think Joey is going to see more turkeys die this season than he has ever seen before. Now, it could be a mixture of things. It could be Joey killing turkeys. I think he's going to kill quite a few of them. But I also think that he's going to be a part of a lot of turkeys dying, because I've hunted turkeys with Joey, and he's a very just a spongy turkey hunter. Does that make sense? Like you absorb a lot. You absorb a lot of what goes on around you. And you also like, I think you're kind of like in a season of life where I really do think you genuinely enjoy just seeing a turkey die as much. I wouldn't say for me, maybe for anybody else in this group, if I had to analyze it. But for me, like, I definitely like killing turkeys a little bit more than I like watching other people shoot turkeys. But I think you genuinely do not care who kills it. And so that makes you a guy that you're going to, you know, you're going to get a lot of opportunity to hunt with other people because people like to hunt with you. And I think you're just going to see that pay off a lot more this year, because I also think you're a better caller this year than you were last year by a good stretch.
Which is disgusting. I feel like
I appreciate
year,
that.
He was just amazing.
As far as beating last year's number, I'm trying to think. I mean, shoot, I saw 9 turkeys die in Montana. And I think
we
I saw
Legion.
Like, I think I saw like 16 turkeys die last year. And yeah, last year's going to be hard to top. And that's why I just have this sinking feeling that this season is just going to bend me over the dryer. And I'm not going to have a good season. Immunity.
And then do what? Yeah. I don't think that's going to be the case, Joey.
I appreciate that.
I think you're going to do well this year. And also, I think that time in Florida, like, there's going to be serious amounts of death.
Yeah, because I'm going to want to, like, if I tag out early, I might not tell my wife and just save that last tag in my pocket to tell her maybe on the third, that Thursday or something. So I keep going with people.
All right. So going up, right? Yep. We're going up the chart to old Matthew Reeves.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty proud of my team. With random selection, I feel pretty good. Got some good guys on here. I think we're going to have a good season all together, but I'll start from the top.
Hold on, you got to start with your team name. What's your team name,
Matt? Oh, we will be the Bob Wire Bandits. We will be the Bob Wire Bandits.
Barbed wire or Bob wire?
Bandits. Barbed wire. Stuff you jump over, you know.
It's mouthful, but
I struggle sometimes. I have heard people call it barbed wire before, though.
Barbed wire. My wife says barbed wire.
Barbed wire. That's typically what I say, but you know
that poor guy couldn't get over wire fence.
We named it after him.
He just walked back and forth. He couldn't figure out how to get out the pasture. It's all barbed wire.
You do have a good team, Matt.
Yeah, he does.
But yeah, we'll run with that. Which I have the. I wasn't around in the polo last year for turkey season. I didn't make the Patreon hunt, you know, so I don't know a lot of the turkey hunting capabilities of these guys. I know they're all good guys. I like them and I have faith in them. So we're just going to roll with it.
They're a great second place team for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's absolutely. All right. Yeah. I'm going to wait till 23 hours and 30 minutes before I submit my last bird. But anyways, I'll get off naming these names. They're probably ready to hear who's on my team. But I got Pork Chop is number one. Split Shot. Then I got Brady Holcomb. I got Sea Brew. Good old Chicken Buck and Wonderful Boneless Chuck.
I tell you, just having Chicken Buck on your team, Buck kills more stuff than disease. Chicken Buck is just the freaking Grim Reaper. I keep up with him a little bit during deer season. I keep up with everybody. But man, Chicken Buck can just stack bodies like cordwood in whatever season's open.
Does he do that with turkeys?
Well, I mean, you know, in Florida, you can only kill two turkeys. But I bet you if Chicken Buck hit the road.
He is. He's going to Missouri.
Is he?
I mean, mm-hmm. It's unimaginable.
He'll be in Georgia, too.
The turkeys that man could kill.
Well, Chicken Buck, you got a lot of pressure on you if you're listening.
Yeah. All right, Matt, give me your bold prediction. Start with your bold prediction for yourself, sir.
For myself, with everything I got going on, I think my bold prediction's good for three turkeys this year here in Alabama. Like I said, my season will be cut pretty short. Just with everything going on with the baby. So I'm going to say three turkeys for myself. And then my bold prediction for somebody else, I'm going to pick Brett. And I'm saying he's killing two turkeys on public in Alabama this year. He's gonna find that little sweet spot and make it happen.
He's going to find the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bold, all right.
Well, Brett, me and you have talked a good bit just on your disgruntledness of your past turkey season and the lack of gobbles you've heard and kind of some discussions. You're going to be going to a couple different places looking for deer, or not deer, you will be looking for deer in turkey season, but you'll be looking for turkeys. I think you'll everything will connect for you, man. You're persistent in what you do with deer, and I feel like you've got the bite this year for the turkeys, and I think you'll be good at that.
I'll take it.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right, yeah. Brett. If I know you're dealing with some technical difficulties over there, can you see your list, or do you want me to read it off for you?
I don't have a list at all, but I have a memory.
Oh. Okay.
I don't.
What's, you got an email?
Is that your team name? I've got a memory.
No. So, well, Joey sent us a screenshot, and I remember looking at them, but I don't know if I don't know if I can remember all of them, but I think I got most of it down.
What's your team name, Brett?
So my team name is going to be Just Deer Scouting. And the reason being, so my first pick on my team was Ron, and we kind of nicknamed him Just Looking. And I know, I think our second team member on Just Deer Scouting is Trucker Kyle.
Close.
And also Graybeard's on the team. And we know when he's turkey hunting, he's actually deer scouting. So that's kind of where the name come in. And then we have Chase Daughtry is on the team. Oh, I know. I could think of I think Trent, is that one of them?
Yeah, keep going.
Freaking all right.
I'm over here. You ought to be a Tide fan. Keep going.
And.
Oh, so close.
He doesn't talk on much, so you wouldn't.
Parker?
No, I'm not on your team.
Right Matt, now. Well, Matt's like pointing to you. That's all I know. So you'll have to give me the name.
It's Matt Holland.
Matt Holland. Oh, yeah, I remember that. I don't know why.
That's pretty good, yep. Dude, for having glanced at something.
Yeah,
your
memory is infinitely better than mine.
Because you should work at an Asian restaurant.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm excited for the teams. They're cool, but I think we're going to be probably last on the list. We got a bunch of deer. We got a bunch of deer scouters, deer hunters on the team.
Chase killed a turkey on opening day last year.
Yeah. I don't really know Matt Holland, but for the rest of my team last year, I think we combined for a total of one or two turkeys maybe all together last year. I know Chase killed one or two. And that's all I know of. Because I didn't kill a turkey last year.
Well, the Just Deer Scouting. Just Deer Scouting? Is that what it was?
Just Deer Scouting.
Yep.
Just Deer Scouting. Well, fellas, your team captain has no faith in you.
All right, that's funny. Brett, give me your bold prediction for yourself, sir.
My bold prediction for myself was going to be that I would kill three turkeys this year, which is really bold because I've never killed more than one turkey a season. So,
okay. Brett will kill three turkeys. What? How many states? Is that just a total?
Just total.
Okay. And what's your bold prediction for somebody else? Oh, this is gonna be good.
Well, it's like a couple of different things, but I can't remember who. All right, my bold prediction. It's going to be for Parker. It's kind of a two-parter, if you will. I say Parker kills 10-plus turkeys this year, and Parker alone will have more turkeys than two teams put together.
Whoa.
Wow.
Come on.
Come on. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lacing them boots up.
Though, here's the thing. Here's the thing about that, though. He just got done saying his team is absolutely terrible. So that's a gimme right there. All you got to do is kill one bird, it sounds like, and you're going to be ahead on one of them. So once you get done four on Matt, you know, you'd be set.
Listen, a lot of it is absolutely time. I don't think time is the complete thing. You know, that's why I get nervous every year because skill absolutely, like, I have spent a lot of time in the turkey woods not killing turkeys and not hearing turkeys and not being on turkeys. And so, you know, like, it just, as I feel confident as long as I can find turkeys, like, and just be in the game that, you know, it's like we all get kind of butterflied, but we've been here before, you know, I've done this a couple times. I feel like that is the one thing that kind of eases my mind is like, okay, you know what? You know how to do this sport. You know how to do it. You're better at it than you were last year because you're a year older and you got better, you know? And I think we all kind of find ourselves in that. So Brett, I appreciate it, man. I hope everybody kills a whole lot of turkeys and then I don't outdo two teams.
Well, I mean, would you, Parker? I've been hunting with you and I know you're a really good turkey hunter. Just seeing some of the things you do, your patience, your soft calling, and just the things you do, you know, along with where all you're going and the time you put aside to be able to hunt, there's no doubt you're going to slay them.
Well, I appreciate it, man. And you also know that it doesn't matter who I'm with, I'm probably going to pull the trigger first.
Yeah, you're not going.
I thought that's where he was going.
I was going to, but I didn't get there. You're going to be fast on the trigger. Yeah. So he's not going to get many scouting birds because he's going to shoot them.
You're going to pull the trigger on that joke and he beat you to it again, huh?
He's not going to have any guided turkeys because he's going to shoot them before they do.
Oh, that's great.
That's funny as crap.
Oh,
poor Casey.
Well, I appreciate it, Brett. Joey, you're the next guy up, man.
I legit have zero clue what our team name is going to be. Zero idea. I didn't really. I thought that, you know, collectively as a team, we could, you know, put one together because I believe in democracy over here.
Ooh. Whoa.
So I don't know.
Honestly, you're not the only one.
All right. I have no idea. Zero clue. Maybe that's the team name. Zero clue. But we'll have to decide on a team name later.
Not a chance.
But I'll rattle off my team. So I have got Hodges. I've got J Dig 8406, who I believe is
Jeremy
from Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Alabama.
Alabama, yeah.
Always from Alabama. Oh, that's right. There's somebody else from Kentucky. My apologies. Jeremy's from Alabama. I've got Pat Coy. I have got Chuck Hedlund. I've got the guy who's got one of the top two best Discord handles and polo handles in the Patreon. His name is Chief Kickin' Poo. I ain't got a clue what dude's real name is. I honestly don't care what his real name is.
It's Chris. I go to church with him. Yeah. Yeah. He's
really?
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pooh Bear.
I have no idea where that name came from, but I love that name. So I got Chief Kickin' Poo. And I've also got Jacob Bliss on my team. And I promise you, I swear on everything, this was totally random. I did not add him on.
Rigged.
Handpicked.
I'm telling you, I promise.
Your team, I think, collectively probably shot
9 turkeys?
Your team last year killed some serious amounts of turkeys, bro.
Yeah, like, they did.
Because Pat and Chuck killed 4 opening day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Charles also hit the road. He killed a bunch of different states.
I think Chris killed 2 or 3 last year.
Did he really?
Yeah, good. I think so. Yeah, y'all makes killed a lot good. Last year. That's a good team.
I promise I did not stack these in my favor. I knew this was going to come up when I first looked at this list, and I honestly thought about redoing it again. But I did not.
Too late.
It's too late. But I swear, everything, like honestly, real talk, everything was random. This was the luck of the draw. And as far as a bold prediction for myself, my bold prediction is that I'll get my single season grand slam this year.
Whoa.
If I kill a one in Osceola, get a Eastern here in Tennessee, a Rio in Oklahoma, then I'll go to Montana for a long weekend and try to kill one out there. That's my bold prediction for myself.
It's a good one. I think it's absolutely going to happen, by the way, Joe.
Yeah, I do too.
I really hope so, but I'm just like you said,
I don't Parker, even feel like that was season, a very bold prediction, honestly.
Well, it's bold for me considering the way I feel before every season, because it's just like,
ain't that the truth?
I'm never going to kill a turkey ever again. This is it. I mean, had a good run. No, but yep. Yeah. Once I get the Osceola, I'll have my Royal Slam. So that'll be pretty cool.
I like Osceola better, I think.
Osceolis?
It flows off my tongue a little bit better, I think.
That's those peacock-looking birds down in Mexico. That's them Osceolis.
Italian. It's the Italian turkey.
There you go.
Osceoli. Comes with some linguine on the side when you shoot it.
The Osceoli.
All right,
bold
Joey,
prediction for... We'll do it for Walt.
Oh, boy.
Let's do a bold prediction for Walt. My bold prediction for Walt is that he tags out in Florida before April 1st.
Whoa.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Waypoint Podcast Network, brought to you in part by HuntStand, the number one hunting and land management app.
In Wild Country, rules were not created by man. Don't miss Wild Country, Wednesdays from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Presented by Primos, speak the language. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. Join Captain Justin Leake and Meredith McCord for the best fishing action along Panama City Beach. Tune in to Chasing the Sun every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
If you get the time, Walt, I think you absolutely will.
Yeah.
It hasn't been done yet.
I haven't done it yet. I've always killed my second bird.
No, there was like 2 years ago you tagged out. Like,
you
tagged out.
Yeah, what am I thinking about?
Yeah. You tagged out.
I'm thinking way
weekend.
Too hard on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost 11 o'clock here, so I'm tired. But yeah, you're right. I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah, that's possible. And I'll have the time. I've already set it aside. That ain't going to be an issue. But
what, do I need to up the stakes cool. a little bit? Or are you
yeah,
good with April 1st?
Four turkeys in Florida. Yeah.
I think we should write that down.
I am writing
time's
all of these.
Not going to be the issue.
Oh, you can put. It's going to be in a podcast. I will say, I think you should be quiet about that. You might end up ruining the day on that.
And I will say, I think you should hush your mouth.
Yeah. All right. Well. All right. So here's the deal. Parker in a previous life said that turkey season gets me all kind of sentimental and I start thinking really hard and clearly not very well. So I started thinking if I'm going to have a team name, I can go funny or I can go kind of sentimental. And I started thinking about what happens whenever I turkey hunt. It feels like that bird is always on the other side of a fence. So my first thought was Boundary Busters. My next thought was Team Off X. My third thought was it's just a trespass fee. And I almost went with Can't Stop the Hop. Okay. But I got a question for you, Joey. You said you're going to be judging these birds based on a variety of factors. Which one of those three factors, spur, beard, and fan, are you going to lean on heaviest?
Wing patch. The wing patch don't lie. I mean, like a Jake can almost have like a full fan, like if he's a super Jake. But a wing patch don't lie. That's the absolute best way, most confident to tell a Tom from a Jake.
That's not an answer he's looking for.
No, that's
I know
okay.
It wasn't,
actually,
but that's
actually,
my answer.
It was. It kind of was, because what I'm trying to do is manifest no Jakes to be killed by this team this year, because I want to wipe the floor with y'all. So you just gave me my name. I had three team only fans, because I was thinking maybe he's going to lean towards the fans. Spurs Bankers was one of mine, but I was like, well, you can have you can have terrible Spurs on a Big Bird, and then Big Beard Energy. But Joey, you just gave me my team name. Wing Patch Don't Lie. Team Wing Patch Don't Lie. So we're gonna kill nothing but Toms in this group. Y'all listening up. That's what we've got. So I had one ready for all the three defining factors, but I've never heard anybody study the Wing Patch before.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. That's a good way to tell in the field, like before you shoot, too. Like if they're not strutting, you can't see a beard or anything like that.
All like Walt's going to see is Jake's now.
You probably. That's probably.
That OnlyFans.
Listen, the last time Walter turkey hunted, he shot at a Jake over cobbler. This was the very last time Walter held a shotgun in his hands with the intention of shooting a turkey. The very
shot
last
a human being.
And then he shot a person.
Risked a man's life for the Jake.
For the Jake.
Yeah.
We're like a
Brett dead.
That
he did.
That OnlyFans name though has got my wheels turning. I think I might take that. The only full fans or something like that.
I've got you down for hashtag to be determined. So that's your new team name.
Yeah.
So what is yours? What is yours, Walt? Wing, what is it?
Democracy. Wing Patch Don't Lie.
Wing Patch Don't Lie.
Yep. All right. Oh, dang. Oh, Matt just
lost Matt.
Matt said, screw him, Walt's team.
He looked at my team. So I'm going to say this right now before I say anything else. I actually think Joey gave me the best dadgum team, because when you look at this, you got guys that have private land access, guys that hunt multiple different states, guys that are already out there right now live streaming on Polo, Toms that they found for limited entry quota hunts that are really rare. I mean, you've got Paco the Doe Slayer. He hunts, I think, three states this year, Georgia, Kentucky, and Florida. You got Michael Crandall, who hunts a bunch of private. I'm told he has a really good turkey lease. I hope I'm right about that. Jake Kushner, who hunts, I believe he said, Ohio and Kentucky for turkeys. Those are both really high odd states. Philip B. He hunts Louisiana, so that might be tough. I bet you he travels to Mississippi as well. Kyle Snookin, sneaky Snookin, he's going to get his. I mean, that joker belly crawled on two toms last year. And then Sean Stuller, who you want to talk about, Joey, you were talking about how chicken buck goes hard. I think Sean's up there with him. He was up there with the bow and arrow late season, still trying to get it done. And he's kind of got that woodsmanship savvy to him. And then you got Corey McClure. Now, obviously, I got one extra guy for now. I expect that to change. But Corey McClure in my phone is saved as Chicken Buck's mentor. Because whenever Chicken Buck and Corey go hunting, Corey ends up killing the big buck. And it's something that Chicken Buck laments to no end. And I always forget that. And I try to find Corey on my phone to text him, and I can't find him. So I type Chicken Buck to ask Chicken Buck what Corey's number is. And then it says Chicken Buck's mentor right next to it. I'm like, oh, okay. Yep, I forgot I did that. I get really cute with my contacts all the time. In fact, I think Parker's yours still says, holds Alabama state record for largest pine tree killed during turkey season. Because some season.
That's my name? Back, that's my name in your phone?
No, it's the note I put underneath.
Oh, you left a note? Yeah. Wow. Okay, well.
And
if I die, because they're like, what did he do? What should we put on his headstone? I got it.
You crushed a pine tree script like 4 years ago. And I put that in my phone. I put that in my phone so I could leave you a voicemail and be like, hi, I'm calling to talk to Parker McDonald. I have here that he holds the record. I've wanted to say this for 4 years, but if you know Parker, you know he doesn't have an effing voicemail. And so it's sitting there, and one day you're going to get that voicemail. His voicemail literally is the equivalent of an eat. Well, there goes Matt again. It's the equivalent of an eat crap button, because it just says, call, you're trying to call, doesn't want to talk to you.
I don't know what it says. I honestly don't know.
I ought to call my voicemail. I ought to call it right now. Hold on. We'll see if we can do this. If we can pull this off.
You want me to just... I'll just...
Can y'all hear that?
Send you the voicemail.
Like... The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
Do you know anybody else that has a Spanish version of their voicemail?
US01LV.
I've never heard that voicemail since like I had a Motorola for a phone.
Parker's voicemail is basically, it basically says, take it up with God, because I ain't helping you.
I don't know how you run a business, man. I'm
like, I had no idea it did that. I have a voicemail. Like, I have a freaking voicemail.
I've always thought, I was talking, I called you one time, and Elena goes, did Parker's phone get cut off? And I'm like, no, man, that's just his voicemail. And she goes, how did... she goes, how do people leave a voicemail?
They do not, in fact. You're the only business owner in America that doesn't have a voicemail.
And I'm freaking winning at it, too. Like, I'm doing a good job.
And she's like, so if somebody wants to do work with them, what do? I said, they just call back, I guess.
Call repeatedly. Golly.
It's like the ultimate flex. It's like, if you want my business bad enough, you'll call me back.
Man, what would really be like a big, if Parker really wanted to say F you to the world, like, do you silence your phone at night when you go to sleep?
Just don't look at it, bro. Just don't even look at it. So, I got so many, like, it probably doesn't like my voicemail because it's full. Like,
it probably is.
It's probably full. It doesn't take much to fill up a voicemail. I found that out.
Me too, I guess. I guess it's full.
Bring that up in the right time for so long, and that was like the perfect opportunity.
If you need to send me a message, if you've been waiting for me to call you back,
text me.
Yeah, and send me an email. Yeah, because I got to get my voicemail fixed.
Oh, my abs hurt. All right, boys, let's get this back on track. I got two bold predictions. My first bold prediction is I'm going to kill at least one Tom in all three states that I'm pretty certain I'm going to hunt. Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. To date, for the last 4 seasons, I've tried to kill a bird in at least 2 states, and I've managed to tag out in either state, but not both. And I'm saying I'm going to kill one in all 3.
I think nice.
I like it.
Solid.
Yep. And then
you tagged out Georgia last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
In not a whole lot of days spent hunting.
No, 4 days hunting, yeah. I tagged out. And I had one of my best years in Florida that just was like debacle after debacle after debacle. I really thought last year was going to be my year to tag out in both, or at least shoot one in both. Because if I had shot one in Florida and Georgia had been open, I would immediately shifted gears. And I've lamented hard on what my bold prediction would be, because there's a lot of low-hanging fruit. There's like the Matt's not going to kill anything because he's got a kid, and Parker's going to kill a bunch of turkeys because during turkey season he hunts and doesn't answer his voicemail. So it's one of those things where I've been really trying to be creative on this. And I think this is what I'm going to say. Brett is going to tag out in Alabama and produce the best self-filmed videos while doing it out of the group.
Self-filmed video or kill?
Well, I kind of hope they're both the same thing. But yeah. Yeah, so you're going to... I'm thinking... Because here's what happens. Brett dabbles, and then he falls headfirst into it. He's told that story about deer, and he's always made fun of turkeys, and now he's got a custom turkey gun. with an expensive red dot and custom turkey ammo that he went through like four different types of turkey ammo to get to that. Last year, he holds the Alabama record for largest vine killed while turkey hunting. So, and he did that all while he is the self-proclaimed worst turkey caller in the state of Alabama. I think his determination is going to pay off. I think he's been hunting these birds hard. I think proximity to good mentors like Daniel are going to pay off. And if we know anything about Brett, the first time he took his camera to Missouri for a deer hunt, he produced the best first ever video I think I've ever seen. Like the first time somebody takes a camera into the woods. So he's bought a bunch of nice camera gear as well. He's been meticulous about that setup. That's my bold prediction. Brett kills three birds in Alabama and produces the best four birds. Well, that's really bold. All right. I'm moving to Alabama too if y'all get four turkey tags.
We used to get five. There's no kidding. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Last we used to have four.
Well, that's pretty bold. I almost called you Parker. But, Walt.
Yeah.
That's really bold, extra.
Yep. It just, I want it, you know, I spoke it into being for Matt this past deer season. And so I just felt like we had to crank on it. We had to up the ante. And who would be least likely to do both of those at the same time? No offense, but it probably would be you. And you've got the street cred at this point of doing things people typically can't get done. So that's my vote.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that one. Cause I've loved Brett's deer videos, and I can't imagine that your turkey videos are any less quality. I mean, I'm excited to see them.
Welcome back.
Heck yeah, Matt.
I got a lot to do.
Matt's, he just texted Matt's and said living his in Wi-Fi the Stone Ages. Mm-hmm. He's living in the Stone Ages today. but that's just right on time, because I think it's about time to wrap this thing up, isn't it?
Yeah, if anybody's still listening, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So real quick.
Go ahead, Joey.
We've said that we've got an M2 vest to give away. Mm-hmm. Who are we giving that away to?
Oh, like, that was one of my questions, actually. Thank you, Joey. Your memory's better than mine.
I have no idea. I didn't remember it. I just randomly thought about it.
one of the things that was floated in the Discord group way back when we first started talking about this was, if we do teams, how do we pick a winner? And I think what was floated was, we draw it randomly from the winning team.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, and that kind of rewards everybody who's volunteered to do this, whether they're elite or not, whether Busted Jake carries your team or not, you know, everybody has a chance to do that. And maybe we draw individual winners for each of the prizes. That way it kind of really spreads the wealth, because we've got, let's say, four prizes and 5 to 6 people per team. Everybody's coming away with something almost at that point. And I tell you what, if that's what we're trying to do, I'll make sure we'll win something.
Come away with something. Yeah.
Yeah, with something. Mm-hmm. We will see to that. Yeah.
Yeah. We can totally make that happen. And we can make that happen. Honestly, here's the deal. We didn't do an ad. So here's our ads. We can make that happen, because we got great partners. Like we just mentioned with Tethered, with the N2 vest, guys like Zinger and Kanati Arrows. You know, we've got some awesome, awesome companies that we work with, and it makes it really fun to do this. Companies like Bowtech. To do this kind of stuff, because they have made it known to us that they support this kind of stuff and that they want to kind of invest in these Patreon things that we do because they like it. And so, you know, huge mass shout out to all those companies: Tethered, Zinger, Kanati, Join or Die is doing an eye for this deal. Bowtech, all these great companies that we work with, man. It's a pleasure, and it makes doing stuff like this a lot more fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think it's important to note that we signed contracts with these companies well in advance, and the fact that we can go back to them and say, hey, this wasn't included, but do you feel like supporting the community? They believe enough in it to just continue to pile that support in there, and that's worth mentioning. I'm really happy that we've got the buy-in. Nobody we asked has blinked an eye. So if you're still interested, we kind of said this at the beginning, but in case it got lost in all the jokes and laughter and camaraderie, there's still time to get in on this. We're going to treat this just like we did the deer contest, I think. And so if you join between now and June 1st, right? Right, Joey, is that the cutoff, June 1st?
June 7th, I think, is the June official. June 7th.
Okay, so if you join between now and then, the Patreon group, we'll add you to Discord. You can put your name in the pot. You can submit the birds that you've got, and we'll be off to the races. And we'd love to have you. And I think what you'll find is you might come there for the contest, or maybe the contest is the sweet, you know, the cherry on the top that pushes you over and makes you want to be a part of that Patreon community. But I think what you're going to find is once you get there, you're not going to want to leave. I mean, it's just such a great community. By the time this is done, we're going to have a fishing contest we're going to drop. When the fishing contest is over, we're going to be like 8 weeks away from the earliest deer season. So this is the slow season is over for us. There's all something going on pretty much between now and February next year.
Yeah. And when you sign up for this deer contest or sign up for this Patreon, you already get something. You get some pretty cool stuff and you get to join the community and you get to have fun with us, do this kind of stuff. It's a lot of fun. And like you said, Walt, you know, just to reiterate, you're not going to regret it. Like you probably are. If you will come in and join it and become a part and get into it, you're not going to, it's honestly hard to imagine my life without Marco Polo notifications.
Seriously.
At this point, like it's just mm-hmm. It's a major part of my life. When me and Walter are on the phone and Marco goes off, I feel my phone buzz and hear his buzz mm-hmm. at the same time. Like yep. it's just part of life now. And we got some great guys in it. And man, fellas, I'm excited about this. I'm going to go ahead and say right now, I am taking off. I'm taking off the nice hat and putting on the competitive hat. And from this point forward, we are competitors.
I'm snipping diaphragms at night, so y'all best hide your vests, especially Joey's. In fact, I'm just throwing Joey's out because he'd still find a way to whine.
I'm meditating at my
cut.
Shrine. I'm meditating at the shrine tonight.
A new cut for Joey out of reeds. That he just loves.
He'd cut down some river cane, just put it between his teeth, and just whistle at him.
You can kiki just by whistling at him. Just go.
Oh my god, that's better than most people. Yeah, all right guys, let's put a pin in this. Y'all be good.
On Mondays, head offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep sea adventures.
Coming to me.
He's jumping.
Oh!
Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
I'm Will Cooper, and you're listening to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast on the Waypoint Podcast Network. Stick around as I bring you more stories and interviews from veteran hunters and industry professionals who inspire us all to be better equipped in the woods and in life.
Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV.